God of creation, direct our noble course and guide our leaders right. Help our youth the truth to know, in love and honesty to grow, living just and true, great lofty heights attain, to build a nation where peace and justice shall reign.
Amen.
That's it.
That's what?
Nigerian consumers won't have to pay and not get value for money or suffer loss from defective products.
Oh, she, defender of the universe.
It's not me, it's the FCCPC.
What's FCCPC?
The FCCPC is the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, established to promote competition, protect the interest and welfare of consumers in Nigeria.
How?
Easy peasy. If you're dissatisfied with a product or service, talk to the seller. If not resolved, complain to FCCPC. Download the easy-to-use FCCPC Consumer Complaints app from the Google Play Store or iOS App Store to submit and track your complaints.
That simple?
Yes, so you can even call them on 0805-600-2020 or 0805-600-3030.
FCCPC. Promoting choice, ensuring fairness.
Welcome. This is Nigeria This Week on Niger Patriot Podcast. My name is Kemi Ashekun. Today is the 9th day of January 2022. 9 days gone in the new year already. How is 2022 coming for you? Hopefully going very well, right? Although this is Nigeria This Week, I'd like to take us to Kenya briefly. The news was agog this week of how Kenyans had decided to boycott a major fast food company because the fast food outfit decided to import potatoes for their fries from other countries, claiming Kenyan potatoes were substandard. The Kenyans also found out that the international brand was also importing chicken. The Kenyans went up in arms on Twitter with a hashtag that was trending number one on Kenyan Twitter. A Kenyan tweeted, "If they can't buy our local potatoes, they may as well export their fries. We're tired. Let us promote our local farmers," the tweet read. Why are Kenyans featuring on Nigeria This Week on Niger Patriot Reports podcast? Because by their actions, the Kenyans displayed what it means to be patriotic. It is possible very few or none of those calling for the boycott of the fast food are farmers, but they are Kenyans. And they did it for the love of their country, with the understanding that you can't make money off them while refusing to patronize their local produce. The Kenyans understand that undermines their economy. It also disempowers their local farmers. Dear Nigerian patriots, it's time to awaken. If we don't appreciate what is ours, support and defend it, no one will. And I don't blame them. No one should appreciate what the owners themselves don't appreciate. It's just common sense. The Kenyans could have said it's none of our business, but such simple decisions have far-reaching effects. Our excessive love for foreign goods is one of the reasons the Nigerian Naira keeps dropping. And I'll explain. If Nigerian products are not appreciated and are not patronized in Nigeria, the producers get frustrated and underproduce. And if Nigerians don't appreciate what is theirs, why should foreigners? Hence, we have no business exporting. That way, we have more imports, thereby losing the scarce dollars we earn from our major mono export oil. However, if the average Nigerian makes it a point of duty to look for and patronize Nigerian goods, we will keep the Naira at home and require less dollars, and thereby giving the Naira greater purchasing power. It also saves you cash as a person. Let's take a personal example. I went shopping once and I saw two brands of white vinegar. One was 800 Naira and the other was 200 Naira. Quite the same content in liters. Quite honestly, the branding of the more expensive one was more catchy. But what I wanted was vinegar, not the container, not the graphics. And I was getting the Nigerian vinegar, which will taste the same way and I could use in the same way as I would use the one for 800 for 200 Naira at the same quantity. And that means that taking the Nigerian brand, you know, taking out my time to look for the Nigerian brand and picking up the Nigerian brand means that I was saving 600 Naira just on vinegar. Imagine if we apply the same thoughts to every other thing we're buying. Once there is a Nigerian alternative, there is no need buying the foreign brand. There's also the case of Nigerian rice, where foreign rice is still being smuggled in because we have Nigerians who claim Nigerian rice is substandard, forgetting that the human being is an adaptive being. The reason why some prefer foreign rice is because their taste buds have adapted to the taste, but taste buds can be recalibrated to enjoy Nigerian rice too. It's a mind thing. I do admit there is a technique to cooking some Nigerian rice brands, but like the Yoruba say, what is ours is ours. It's what we have that we feel praise and we love. Besides, Nigerian rice has less or no preservatives, making it healthier for consumption, and that's a win-win for everyone. Nigerian naira can rise again if we choose to prioritize Nigeria and Nigerian-made goods. If we look to export more made-in-Nigerian products, if we choose to prioritize everything Nigeria, if our motto is Nigeria first, like Kenyans demonstrated with their boycott of that fast food by their actions. We have numbers and are capable of fixing Nigeria. What we require is the right mindset, and that right mindset we can have and own if we realize that our little actions in our little space contribute to the greater problems or the greater good. We must always keep in mind every good citizen makes his country's honor his own and cherishes it, not only as precious, but as sacred. Nigeria has been dealt with on several levels by Nigerians and foreigners alike, but only Nigerians can save Nigeria. No one can love you better than you, and no one can promote Nigeria better than Nigerians themselves. This is the Niger Patriot Podcast, a podcast dedicated to re-engineering the minds of fellow Nigerians to choose Nigeria and be dedicated to Nigeria in thought, words, and actions. Don't forget, past podcasts are archived on audiomack.com. You can find them by searching for Kemi Asekun, K-E-M-I-A-S-E-K-U-N. The podcast is also available on anchor.fm, and then you can search for Kemi Asekun or anchor.fm. /Kemi-Asekun, which is K-E-M-I-A-S-E-K-U-N. A very big thank you to A.O. Famiyesi and at Sancho, spelled S-A-R-N-C-H-O-S, that's Aweoni Sokuso, who helped to share the podcast to the various groups and platforms they are members of. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Niger Patriot Podcast today.
Nico, my guy, why you dey grumble like person wey dey collect him bicycle?
I beg you, leave me, Jare. Wetin remain to collect my bicycle? Only me. 6 chargers this month.
Oh, 6 chargers, only you. I be one open shop.
Shop, because shop we need. Na different kele them get, oh. Na to go buy another one a day, so.
You get money to waste, oh. Report the person wey sell am to you now.
To who?
You never hear of Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, FCCPC?
Which one be that?
FCCPC, na the Ogbonge Commission, wey tanda gidigba to fight for consumer rights for Nigeria. If service provider or seller not do as they suppose, then go help you commode the dirty for their eyes. Show them. If you get Android or iPhone, download the FCCPC app for Play Store or iOS App Store for sharp complaint and fast follow-up. You fit even call them on 0805-600-2020 or 0805-600-3030.
FCCPC Day to help promote choice and to ensure fairness for Nigerian marketplace. FCCPC, no tension with Tandagidigba.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria This Week on Niger Patriot Podcast. My name is Kemi Asekun. This week, the federal government officially declared bandits as terrorists. The Gazette prescribing bandits groups in the North was made in November, but was unfolded on the 5th of January this year and signed by the Attorney General of the Federation. The Gazette, amongst other things, said bandits will henceforth face trial under the Terrorism Prevention Act 2011. This also means that they can be dealt with the way members of Boko Haram and all the other terrorists are being dealt with. And hopefully we will have peace and security in our country very soon and be free from these bandits. The power sector will be experiencing a major boost this year as the federal government works towards the revival and completion of several abandoned power projects, some of which include reviving a 215 megawatts power project in Kaduna State. This was disclosed by the Minister of Power, Mr. Abubakar Aliyu, after inspecting the project during the week at Kudenda in Kaduna South local government area of the state. He said the project initiated in 2012 had reached about 80% completion stage before being abandoned, adding that when revived, it will boost power generation in the country. The minister said that the four companies handling the project will soon resume work to fast-track its completion. The minister attributed the deterioration of some power projects to negligence by previous administrations, noting that proactive measures are being adopted to reinvigorate moribund power plants across the country, adding that the country would witness a significant increase in electricity supply, considering that only two system collapses were recorded in 2021 as against over 10 in preceding years. And still on power, Nigeria currently has the capacity to generate 13,000 megawatts of power, an over 500% increase from the country's power generation capacity back in 2015, which was put at 2,500. What Nigeria needs now is an improvement in transmission, and we'll be closer to achieving more constant power in the nation. Kudos to the Minister of Power and all other hands on deck working round the clock to make this achievable. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission says it was able to secure over 2,200 convictions across all commands in 2021. The commission said this is the highest conviction by the anti-graft agency since inception and a 127.5% increase from the 1,280 convictions recorded by the agency in 2021. This number of convictions is the highest ever recorded by the commission since its inception. Let's take a moment to talk about the menace of cybercrime in our society. In the last few weeks, there have been news of Yahoo boys trying to use friends and relatives to cause a boom in the returns they get for cybercrime. What associates and relatives of cybercriminals fail to understand is no one is safe with or around them. It takes a deadened heart and conscience to partake in unarmed robbery. And while it may seem good to spend money not worked for, it makes it even more difficult to think of legitimate ways to earn money. And like a rabbit hole, they keep going further till even their loved ones aren't safe around them. And someday, the chicken will come home to roost. If you cannot counsel anyone you know who is into cybercrime, the best you can do for yourself is completely dissociate from them. For those in it who want to turn a new leaf, it's never too late to abandon such a life and aspire for something greater. Most saints were once sinners. Do turn a new leaf, because no matter how well things might seem to be going always, do remember the devil gives a little with one hand and takes everything with the other hand. May God make it easy for us all. Amen. If we join us together, make Nigeria for better. This week, President Muhammadu Buhari approved the establishment of 10 new national parks. The Minister of Environment, Muhammad Abubakar, announced this at a press briefing during the week. The minister said the establishment of the 10 new parks will increase the country's national parks to 17 operated by the federal government. To give credence and legal backing to the creation of the new national parks, the minister said an executive bill will soon be presented to the National Assembly for further necessary action. This week, President Muhammadu Buhari appointed Senator Margaret Okadiwo as Chairman, Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited, in accordance with the Petroleum Industry Act 2021. Other members are Chief Executive Officer Mele Kyari, Chief Financial Officer Umar Adia. Other board members representing the different geopolitical zones are Dr. Tajuddin Umar, Lami Ahmed, Muhammad Lawal, Henry Obi, Constance Marshall, and Pius Akinyelure. Well, short as it may be, this is all we have for you this week on the Niger Patriot Podcast. Thank you for listening. Yes, we did say we will make a shout out to Patriots. We'll take a short break and it'll be time for our shout outs. I'll be right back. A shout out to Patriots who are holding it down, especially on the cool app. Al Dalyatu El Yunusa at Sancho's Aweoni Sokuso at Dr. Mahmood at Valiant Samson Idowu Alaba at Taufik Adegoke at Mo Sally at Adebayo Adelabu at Planet AB Adeyemi at Kudus at Oluwatosin Runke at Damilare Ogbera at Bonazo at Wale Adebayo at one and only Ijaya of the Unpatriotic at Ishaka at Muhammad Lapai at Witten 70 at Ballside at Tall John Fanimoko, yep, at TJ at QD Paper Theresa Tikana at Seth Mola at Smiley Cello at Queen_Trolls at lady_fatima_hamza, at abikiade, at folitaf, at adafact, at general bubu, at official aburash, at bin_akorede, at retire ustaz, at abdul_a_bello, at nazario yekon, at ajagungbade, at ajagungbade, at Usmanov. And big shout out to everyone, whether I mentioned your name or not, you remain special. Keep being patriotic, keep helping others to realize why they must be patriotic, and one day we will all reap the fruit of the land. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast once again this week. Don't forget, a greater, a better, and a more beautiful Nigeria is the responsibility of Nigerians. And it's up to you, it's up to me. What we do in our own little space will determine what the entire collective will become, what the entire country will eventually become. Do have a beautiful and a productive week ahead. God bless you, and see you next week by God's grace. My name is Kemi Ashekun. Thank you for listening. God of creation, direct our noble course and guide our leaders right. Help our youth the truth to know, in love and honesty to grow, living just and true, great lofty heights attain, to build a nation where peace and justice shall reign.
Amen.
That's it.
That's what?
Nigerian consumers won't have to pay and not get value for money or suffer loss from defective products.
Oh, she, defender of the universe.
It's not me, it's the FCCPC.
What's FCCPC?
The FCCPC is the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, established to promote competition, protect the interest and welfare of consumers in Nigeria.
How?
Easy peasy. If you're dissatisfied with a product or service, talk to the seller. If not resolved, complain to FCCPC. Download the easy-to-use FCCPC Consumer Complaints app from the Google Play Store or iOS App Store to submit and track your complaints.
That simple?
Yes, so you can even call them on 0805-600-2020 or 0805-600-3030.
FCCPC, promoting choice, ensuring fairness.
Welcome. This is Nigeria This Week on Niger Patriot Podcast. My name is Kemi Ashekun. Today is the 9th day of January 2022. 9 days gone in the new year already. How is 2022 coming for you? Hopefully going very well, right? Although this is Nigeria This Week, I'd like to take us to Kenya briefly. The news was agog this week of how Kenyans had decided to boycott a major fast food company because the fast food outfit decided to import potatoes for their fries from other countries, claiming Kenyan potatoes were substandard. The Kenyans also found out that the international brand was also importing chicken. The Kenyans went up in arms on Twitter with a hashtag that was trending number one on Kenyan Twitter. A Kenyan tweeted, "If they can't buy our local potatoes, they may as well export their fries. We're tired. Let us promote our local farmers," the tweet read. Why are Kenyans featuring on Nigeria This Week on Niger Patriot Reports podcast? Because by their actions, the Kenyans displayed what it means to be patriotic. It is possible very few or none of those calling for the boycott of the fast food are farmers, but they are Kenyans. And they did it for the love of their country, with the understanding that you can't make money off them while refusing to patronize their local produce. The Kenyans understand that undermines their economy. It also disempowers their local farmers. Dear Nigerian patriots, it's time to awaken. If we don't appreciate what is ours, support and defend it, no one will. And I don't blame them. No one should appreciate what the owners themselves don't appreciate. It's just common sense. The Kenyans could have said it's none of our business, but such simple decisions have far-reaching effects. Our excessive love for foreign goods is one of the reasons the Nigerian naira keeps dropping. And I'll explain. If Nigerian products are not appreciated and are not patronized in Nigeria, the producers get frustrated and underproduce. And if Nigerians don't appreciate what is theirs, why should foreigners? Hence, we have no business exporting. That way, we have more imports, thereby losing the scarce dollars we earn from our major mono export oil. However, if the average Nigerian makes it a point of duty to look for and patronize Nigerian goods, we will keep the Naira at home and require less dollars, and thereby giving the Naira greater purchasing power. It also saves you cash as a person. Let's take a personal example. I went shopping once and I saw two brands of white vinegar. One was 800 Naira and the other was 200 Naira. Quite the same content in liters. Quite honestly, the branding of the more expensive one was more catchy. But what I wanted was vinegar, not the container, not the graphics. And I was getting the Nigerian vinegar, which will taste the same way and I could use in the same way as I would use the one for 800, for 200 Naira at the same quantity. And that means that taking the Nigerian brand, you know, taking out my time to look for the Nigerian brand and picking up the Nigerian brand means that I was saving 600 Naira just on vinegar. Imagine if we apply the same thought to every other thing we're buying. Once there is a Nigerian alternative, there is no need buying the foreign brand. There's also the case of Nigerian rice, where foreign rice is still being smuggled in because we have Nigerians who claim Nigerian rice is substandard, forgetting that the human being is an adaptive being. The reason why some prefer foreign rice is because their taste buds have adapted to the taste, but taste buds can be recalibrated to enjoy Nigerian rice too. It's a mind thing. I do admit there is a technique to cooking some Nigerian rice brands, but like the Yoruba say, what is ours is ours, is what we have that we should praise and we love. Besides, Nigerian rice has less or no preservatives, making it healthier for consumption. And that's a win-win for everyone. Nigerian Naira can rise again if we choose to prioritize Nigeria and Nigerian-made goods. If we look to export more made-in-Nigerian products, if we choose to prioritize everything Nigeria, if our motto is Nigeria first, like Kenyans demonstrated with their boycott of that fast food by their actions, we have numbers and are capable of fixing Nigeria. What we require is the right mindset, and that right mindset we can have and own if we realize that our little actions in our little space contribute to the greater problems or the greater good. We must always keep in mind every good citizen makes his country's honor his own and cherishes it, not only as precious, but as sacred. Nigeria has been dealt with on several levels by Nigerians and foreigners alike, but only Nigerians can save Nigeria. No one can love you better than you, and no one can promote Nigeria better than Nigerians themselves. This is the Niger Patriot Podcast, a podcast dedicated to re-engineering the minds of fellow Nigerians to choose Nigeria and be dedicated to Nigeria in thought, words, and actions. Don't forget, past podcasts are archived on audiomack.com. You can find them by searching for Kemi Asekun, K-E-M-I-A-S-E-K-U-N. The podcast is also available on anchor.fm, and then you can search for Kemi Asekun or anchor.fm. /Kemi-Asekun, which is K-E-M-I-A-S-E-K-U-N. A very big thank you to A.O. Famiyesi and at Sancho, spelled S-A-R-N-C-H-O-S, that's Aweoni Sokuso, who helped to share the podcast to the various groups and platforms they are members of. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with the Niger Patriot Podcast today.
Nico, my guy, why you dey grumble like person wey dey collect him bicycle?
I beg you, leave me, Jare. Wetin remain to collect my bicycle? Only me. 6 chargers this month.
Whoa, 6 chargers, only you. Abi you wan open shop?
Shop, go shop, ni. Na different kele dem get, oh. Na to go buy another one a day, so.
You get money to waste, oh. Report the person wey sell am to you, na. Ah,
to who?
You never hear of Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, FCCPC?
Which one be that?
FCCPC, na the ogbonge commission, wey tanda gidigba, to fight for consumer rights for Nigeria. If service provider or seller not do as they suppose, then go help you commode the dirty for their eyes. Show them. If you get Android or iPhone, download the FCCPC app for Play Store or iOS App Store for sharp complaint and fast follow-up. You fit even call them on 0805-600-2020 or 0805-600-3030.
FCCPC Day, to help promote choice and to ensure fairness for Nigerian marketplace. FCCPC, no tension, with Tandagidigba.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria This Week on Niger Patriot Podcast. My name is Kemi Asekun. This week, the federal government officially declared bandits as terrorists. The Gazette proscribing bandit groups in the North was made in November but was unfolded on the 5th of January this year and signed by the Attorney General of the Federation. The Gazette, amongst other things, said bandits will henceforth face trial under the Terrorism Prevention Act 2011. This also means that they can be dealt with the way members of Boko Haram and all the other terrorists are being dealt with, and hopefully we will have peace and security in our country very soon and be free from these bandits. The bar sector will be experiencing a major boost this year as the federal government works towards the revival and completion of several abandoned power projects, some of which include reviving a 215 megawatts power project in Kaduna State. This was disclosed by the Minister of Power, Mr. Abubakar Aliu, after inspecting the project during the week at Kudenda in Kaduna South local government area of the state. He said the project initiated in 2012 had reached about 80% completion stage before being abandoned, adding that when revived, it will boost power generation in the country. The minister said that the four companies handling the project will soon resume work to fast-track its completion. The minister attributed the deterioration of some power projects to negligence by previous administrations, noting that proactive measures are being adopted to reinvigorate moribund power plants across the country, adding that the country would witness a significant increase in electricity supply, considering that only two system collapses were recorded in 2021 as against over 10 in preceding years. And still on power, Nigeria currently has the capacity to generate 13,000 megawatts of power, an over 500% increase from the country's power generation capacity back in 2015, which was put at 2,500. What Nigeria needs now is an improvement in transmission, and we'll be closer to achieving more constant power in the nation. Kudos to the Minister of Power and all other hands on deck working round the clock to make this achievable. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission says it was able to secure over 2,200 convictions across all commands in 2021. The commission said this is the highest conviction by the anti-graft agency since inception and a 127.5% increase from the 1,280 convictions recorded by the agency in 2021. This number of convictions is the highest ever recorded by the commission since its inception. Let's take a moment to talk about the menace of cybercrime in our society. In the last few weeks, there have been news of Yahoo boys trying to use friends and relatives to cause a boom in the returns they get for cybercrime. What associates and relatives of cybercriminals fail to understand is no one is safe with or around them. It takes a deadened heart and conscience to partake in unarmed robbery. And while it may seem good to spend money not worked for, it makes it even more difficult to think of legitimate ways to earn money. And like a rabbit hole, they keep going further till even their loved ones aren't safe around them. And someday, the chicken will come home to roost. If you cannot counsel anyone you know who is into cybercrime, the best you can do for yourself is completely dissociate from them. For those in it who want to turn a new leaf, it's never too late to abandon such a life and aspire for something greater. Most saints were once sinners. Do turn a new leaf, because no matter how well things might seem to be going, do remember the devil gives a little with one hand and takes everything with the other hand. May God make it easy for us all. Amen. This week, President Muhammadu Buhari approved the establishment of 10 new national parks. The Minister of Environment, Muhammad Abubakar, announced this at a press briefing during the week. The minister said the establishment of the 10 new parks will increase the country's national parks to 17 operated by the federal government. To give credence and legal backing to the creation of the new national parks, the minister said an executive bill will soon be presented to the National Assembly for further necessary action. This week, President Muhammadu Buhari appointed Senator Margaret Okadiwo as Chairman, Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited, in accordance with the Petroleum Industry Act 2021. Other members are Chief Executive Officer Mele Kyari, Chief Financial Officer Umar Adia. Other board members representing the different geopolitical zones are Dr. Tajuddin Umar, Lami Ahmed, Muhammad Lawal, Henry Obi, Constance Marshall, and Pius Akinyele-Re. Well, short as it may be, this is all we have for you this week on the Niger Patriot Podcast. Thank you for listening. Yes, we did say we will make a shout out to Patriots. We'll take a short break and it'll be time for our shout outs. I'll be right back. A shout out to Patriots who are holding it down, especially on the Cool app. Al Dalyatu, El Yunusa, at Sanchos, Aweoni Sokuso, at Dr. Mahmood, at Valiant Samson Idowu Alaba, at Taufik Adegoke, at Mo Sali, at Adebayo Adelabu, at Planet AB Adeyemi, at Kudus, at Oluwatosin Runke, at Damilare Ogbera, at Bonazo, at Wale Adebayo, at one and only Ijaya of the Unpatriotic, at Ishakar, at Muhammad Lapai, at Witten 70, at Ballside, at Tall John Fanimoko, yep, at TJ, at QD Paper, Theresa Tikana, at Seth Moller, at Smiley Cello, at Queen _ Trolls, at Lady _ F, at Fatima _ Hamza, at Abikia Day, at Foley Taff, at Adafact, at General Bubu, at Official Aburash, at Bin _ Akorede, at Retire Ustaz, at Abdul _ A _ Bello, at Nazario Yekon, at Ajagungbade, at Ajagungbade, at Usmanov. And big shout out to everyone, whether I mentioned your name or not, you remain special. Keep being patriotic, keep helping others to realize why they must be patriotic, and one day we will all reap the fruit of the land. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast once again this week. Don't forget, a greater, a better, and a more beautiful Nigeria is the responsibility of Nigerians. And it's up to you, it's up to me. What we do in our own little space will determine what the entire collective will become, what the entire country will eventually become. Do have a beautiful and a productive week ahead. God bless you and see you next week by God's grace. My name is Kemi Ashekun. Thank you for listening.